views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Steve Kramer and happy to be with you.
And I'm Tim Darter and welcome.
So today we've got two very special guests that we know so well. In fact, we're very rarely talking to them that they're not right in front of us, which I'm actually really happy about because I can picture both of their sort of gleeful, joyful smiles on the other side of Leiden. So we're going to talk today with Laura Timmerman and Rob. Help me out. We have a very similar last name, but do you pronounce yours as Kramer as well? Yeah.
Mine says Creamer, like what you put in your coffee.
Okay. So Rob Creamer, Steve Kramer, Laura Timmerman, and Tim Darter, all four of us are here today. So I'm so excited to have them on. Laura and Rob produce so much amazing food from Sweet Morning Farm. They provide so much food to Spirit Fire Retreat Center, where we are broadcasting from, and they're just an integral part of everything we do. And this week, we're on the Step Living Awareness. We're doing 2 weeks. We're at the end of the round of meditation. So if you're new to Spirit Fire Radio, each week we invite guests on the show who sort of emulate or hold in their sort of way of being in their everyday life, if it's the work they do, their passions, their career, they sort of emulate a specific step of the practice of living awareness. There's 14 weeks, 14 steps, and so we've got 14 exciting guests on each week sort of talking about the tool and the ways that it's applied in everyday life. And we're at the end of the round. We're at living awareness. And that sort of means we're letting people take all the tools, everything they've learned from meditation over the last 4 weeks, and just applying it, picking the tool that suits the moment and seeing how that goes for you off the cushion. How do you create a living awareness in your day? And again, as I said, I can't think of two people that are living awareness daily than Rob and Laura. They are outside all day at the retreat center. When we want people to check in, when we want them to get present, what do? We send them outside. We say, go outside to nature. Nature holds so many lessons for us. In fact, it actually describes and really is the example of so many of the tools. A tree outside can teach us so much about asana, about posture. A flower can show us about softening and opening. Even an icicle, you know, it doesn't have to be this gorgeous day that it is outside. It can be winter, and looking at an icicle as it warms and it actually releases its form and turns to water is such a wonderful way to really appreciate the essence of the step of softening, opening, and releasing. The sky is always offering us emptiness and teaching us things about our mind. So, all of that said, Rob and Laura, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, this beautiful sunny day. Your farm, I know, is up and running, and there's so much to do. So thanks for joining us today. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you, too.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
We're glad we know you.
Well, the feeling is mutual, totally. I'd love to hear, first of all, it's a CSA. Just for our listeners straight off the bat, if one of you could tell us what CSA stands for and really what is a CSA? We hear it more and more these days as people are sort of waking up to this sort of revelation of local fresh food and how amazing that is. Maybe just tell us a little bit about a CSA.
Well, a lot of people want to know just what those initials stand for, and it basically means community-supported agriculture. But it's just come to mean a particular way of setting up your farm or a way to share food from that you grow with the people that want to eat it. And it's a way that is helpful certainly to the farmers, and I hope also to the farm members. That's what we call people that get a share, a farm share. And essentially, people are just sign up for a farm share, and you know, they pay in advance of the season, so that way the farm has the money to use to buy seed and fertilizer and plastic for tunnels and all the different things that we need, and the expenses that we have in the beginning of the year. And then in exchange for that, once the vegetables start being ready, every week the farm members come and get a share of the harvest. That, at least that's the way ours work. Some CSAs will deliver to a certain location, or you know, they have various arrangements. But for ours, the farm members come to the farm once a week and they get a share of the harvest. And it varies, you know, through the season what's ready, you know, and we'll be starting up our first share in a few weeks, and there will certainly be rhubarb in that share. And later in the season, it's other things. It just depends on what's ready. So.
And that's part of the adventure, is right. Showing up at your doorstep.
Well, yeah, I actually think that, I mean, everybody wants a different experience, and there are different, you know, ways of doing it. But for us, we're such a tiny farm and such a tiny CSA that part of what goes on is that people who really want a real personal kind of experience and really want to see the farm and see where things are growing and what's happening, they come and get to look around. And like right now, I was just saying, we have baby ducklings. Like, that's a fun thing to visit. And then also people interact with each other and get to make friends. And, you know, it's a very friendly afternoon on the share pickup day.
I love, during the break, you were just talking about the ducklings, and Rob and Laura were saying that the ducklings were born yesterday and they were already in the pond swimming. I mean, wow. Talk about diving right into life. There you go.
Yeah. They're awesome. Very cute.
And they don't wait around too long.
That's awesome. And tiny, like Tim, do you think their farm is tiny?
No, I was just about to say abundance is what I think of. There's a lot that we get each week. It's amazing. And we have a farm share, and we feed 16 to 20 people, six meals a weekend from those shares. So
wow.
It's abundance.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
That's part of another big part of the CSA for us, is we try to let people share in abundance, and they also share in when things don't go so well. So, you know, every year there's a crop that does great and there's some crops that don't do so well, but it's, you get proportional quantities of whatever we have. We kind of like that. It lets people see what that's like.
Yeah, I like that too.
The realities of it.
Yeah, and even little things like, you know, sometimes we'll pick something we'll start picking it when it's very tiny, and it might be like microgreens or micro-mesclun, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and the mix gets bigger, changes through the season. And then by the end in the fall, you have a completely different mixture of things that you're picking at a completely different size. And, you know, I think that it's nice to have people kind of get a clear understanding of how things grow.
And that's, again, what's so wonderful about coming to the farm to pick up the food, because you're both there, and we get to sort of share in your experience, which is great. Rob, I love that you said that, you know, some weeks it's really abundant, and when there's more, I love that the two of you are just saying, take it. There's plenty. When there's not so much, you're like, well, all right, it's going to be here.
You should share.
And at the end of the day, it all balances out, and it's all beautiful. And it's actually part of the experience. We really get to experience the process with you, which, you know, I always have to fight myself to sort of not always bring it back to meditation and bring it back to the retreat center. But there really is something to be said. Again, we do online meditations. There's something to be said to coming to a meditation retreat center and sitting in a room where we're meditating, because there's an energy. There's an energy that we create here at the center, and you come, you meditate, and you drop right into it. There's an energy that you two create at the farm that is one, as Tim said, of abundance, and one of of evolution. You know, your farm is just is literally constantly evolving. I mean, every time we come there, Rob is like just like there's a brand new field that's just ready to, you know, to be sown. And you think, wow, okay, here's two people really, just honoring and being so creative with the land. You know, there's just vision. New caterpillar tiller, new, wait, say it, Laura. Caterpillar,
caterpillar tunnels.
Which sounds quick. What is that?
Two of those now.
A caterpillar tunnel. So that allows, tell us.
And to explain. Those are
basically like lightweight structures with plastic over them, and it'll create a really hot, dry environment for plants that love that. So we'll be using them for our tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, okra, all those things. And it should really create just much more production out of the same space and healthier crops. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. And these are tunnels that you just keep them up during the warm weather. Like the frame will be there in the winter, but we'll take the plastic off. They're not really designed to carry the snow load.
Yeah. Right. These are the walk-through tunnels that we see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. Well, listen, you know, we're going to go to a break. And then when we come back, I just want to hear a little bit from both of you. You know, I know that, Rob, you were born and raised here in Leiden, and both Tim and I are, you know, relatively new transplants. And Laura, you've been here a while. So, you know, we're neighbors. This is an amazing town, just gorgeous. And I couldn't pick a better place to live in the country as far as I'm concerned. So when we come back, I just want to hear a little bit about what brought you to Leiden, and how did farming how did gardening turn into a farming passion, sort of how that came about for the both of you. So when we come back, more with Laura and Rob from Sweet Morning Farm.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where today we are speaking with Laura Timmerman and Rob Creamer of Sweet Morning Farm, which is where Spirit Fire gets all of its fresh organic produce for all of the retreats that we hold. So before we went to break, Laura and Rob, we were wanting to get into sort of your history and how you ended up in Leiden and how you ended up turning sort of your passion for gardening into your farm.
Okay. You want to talk to Rob about that? Or?
Sure.
Well, I was born here on the farm and been here my whole life, really, other than going away for college and things. And I guess growing up in this environment, it's been pretty easy to fall into a love of gardening and growing vegetables and food. So it sort of all just came naturally for me, I'd say. And as far as taking on farming as a career, it's just been a gradual evolution where mom decided that was something she was going to try. And I was around, whenever I was around, I was just a natural thing to do to help. And that as I was away in college and later working other places and up here on the every weekend, every minute off, it was just, I came to realize it was where I'd rather be, you know. It's so much more fun than sitting in a cubicle or anything else, really. So,
amen.
yeah, it just worked out that way. I was working a job in Connecticut and got laid off there, and I just took it as an opportunity to do what I was feeling like I wanted to do anyway.
Right. Well, if I can just jump in, because I know Rob well enough. I've observed him, let's just put it that way. And I know Rob studied engineering, and he is such the engineer. The guy is always so excited about what's coming up, you know, and what I find really interesting about your farm, and I'd like to hear both of you, it would be interesting to hear this, is, you know, it's not a typical, some of us picture a farm. I mean, your farm is really in the foothills. It's where the Green Mountains meet the Berkshires. So these are foothills, you know, this is, I would probably say, not the easiest land to farm. It really takes a bit of, you know, you've got to really sort of, what's the word I want? You've got to...
Stubbornness.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure, Rob, you know, your mind, your engineering mind is always thinking of ways to create, where and how do we create areas to grow and how will it serve? And so much of rotating crops, I think, has to do with sort of that engineering mind. But so, yeah, I'd love to hear the evolution. You know, well, Laura, from you, like Leiden, let's hear that. And then a little bit about the evolution of the farm itself.
Well, I moved to Leiden in 76. I grew up in Connecticut and went to college in the Valley. And then a couple years after I graduated, Rob's dad and I were looking for a place to live and buy a home. And we kind of were in a certain commuting distance of his business, but also wanting to move to the country. And this, you know, actually I knew nothing about Leiden. It was just a house that became available with a whole lot of land, mostly woods, but we were just astounded by that we could afford to buy something that had over 80 acres of land. And when we looked out the front door, there was a view that had no houses. And then when we were walking around, I remember I was telling you this the other day, that we were walking around with the real estate agent, and it was August, and we ate this plum that was on one of the plum trees of this abandoned orchard. And I think that's what made the sale. It was that plum, actually. I was like, wow, view, you know, woods and a plum. I mean, yes, we want it. So that's how we ended up here. It was sort of part of that whole, you know, part of the process of our lives, but also part of the whole back to the land movement and wanting to be self-sufficient as much as possible. But, you know, before that, actually, I've always loved gardening. And when we came here, it was a chance to really jump into that, you know, a lot more. But it's really my mother. You know, my mother loved plants and gardening. She loved wildflowers and herbs. And I was very close to her, and we just had that bond, you know. That was something that we would do, was look around at wildflowers. And so then eventually I developed an interest in vegetables, and she was, you know, gung-ho supporting that. So I think that's where the foundation came, was from sharing that love of growing things with my mother. But it's just grown, and I just have always loved growing things, especially vegetables. Although in recent years I've developed more interest in the sort of less, I'm not sure if this is less practical is the right word, but in flowers. And I would have a huge garden. And then when Rob and his brother before him went off to college, I just couldn't make the garden smaller. So I found myself giving vegetables away to people, and then at some point realized, well, maybe I should try selling them, you know, if I don't want to make the garden smaller. So I did. We had a teeny weeny test farm share with just two guinea pig friends. And it turned out that it was a blast. And that's really was my main criteria. Do I still love doing this, even though I'm selling the product, you know? And like, I don't think I even used the word product back then because I was such a beginner. But in any case, I turned out I just loved it even more. It was fun. It's a fun challenge to try to have things that people would like in over a certain, you know, sort of period of time. So that's where it started. And haven't looked back. It's just been a pleasure. So just love doing it. So learned a lot. And learned a lot. And since Rob has been back on the farm, I feel like we both have learned a lot more about better methods to grow things that make things easier and help the plants grow better. And, you know, it's great. It's just really, really great in so many ways. So,
well, certainly before we wrap up the show, we're going to ask you for some little tips and pointers. So get ready on that one. What I'm hearing from both of you, you know, is really that you're both following your passion, and you know yourself well enough to know what you like and what you don't like, and that you'd like a life that you feel good every day, where you go outside and you're full of joy. And I mean, Tim can certainly, you know, second this motion. You two are always smiling. I mean, whenever we see you, you know, you're at work and you're smiling. And I know for so many of us, you know, that's not always the case. And I don't think I've ever come over there that you two are not covered in dirt and just happy, 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 which is great.
Well, if you're covered in dirt, how could you not be happy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't feel like work at all to me. You know, I mean, it is demanding physically and, you know, lots and lots of things to do and figure out how to prioritize and all those many things. But it just doesn't feel like work. It's like being away from the farm feels like work when we have to go do other things. But it really is a joy.
Yeah, nice. It's just so great to be outside all the time, experiencing the weather, just listening to all the sounds and the quiet, and, you know, the birds,
really,
the sun, the dirt. It's
great.
Awesome. And having a connection. Having sort of an intimate connection with the things we grow is really, I think, very special. Mm. You know, it feels different than something like taking a hike or anything sort of less involved. It's really great to sort of feel connected directly to nature.
Yeah.
we feel that, you know, we receive this food that you grow, and we know that the intention and the love and the joy received. So really, you are not only connecting and intimate with the food, but then we get to have an intimacy with the food. And it's what we certainly love here at Right. Spirit Fire. I mean, we really ask people to mindfully eat the food, like mindfully, you know, like really use your senses. If you want somebody to get into the moment, which Rob, I'm hearing you say that that's what's so wonderful about what you do, is you get to be present and in the moment and actually intimate with your life and with your experience in ways that I think so many of us take for granted. So, I mean, first of all, that's why you're both smiling all the time and tipping the hat to being a part of that energetic, even globally. I mean, so many of us, I don't think, take the time to ask ourselves to be present and give ourselves the opportunity to do that. And so when people are here at the retreat center, we're constantly using your food and the intimacy we know you have in growing it and that we have in receiving it. And we're saying, notice the flowers that are in the mescaline. They're edible. They're beautiful. They are amazing. And you know, they grew with this mescaline. You can eat it. And people say, wow, you know, can I eat this flower? And, you know, we ask them to use their taste in everything. Kohlrabi. And people, I mean, we're going to get to what your favorite vegetables are and what ours are. But certainly kohlrabi is something we have had so much fun with. You watch people's senses just come alive. These fresh rattlesnake beans. I mean, to eat them, to cook them is almost a crime.
Right.
They are so flavorful.
Better raw.
And again, you know, Laura, you say the flowers, you know, to the listeners, these two deliver flowers every week. There's just, not only do you have this beautiful food, but you've got this table of that's just straight out of a movie. And, you know, pea blossoms, I can say, I don't think I've ever experienced a more heavenly divine scent than the scent of a pea blossom. Just amazing. So, you know, the senses are alive and we just, gosh, we really appreciate so much of everything that you to offer. We're already at another break. So we're going to go to a break and we come back. I want to hear some tips. I want to hear what your favorite crop is. I want to hear what's coming for us on our tables this summer. So there's lots to talk about.
We'll okay. Right. Sounds good.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are joined today with Laura Timmerman and Rob Creamer. They are a mother and son team who have a CSA, a beautiful farm in Leiden, Massachusetts. You might know the name because that's where we broadcast from, Spirit Fire Radio. We're so excited to have them with us. They provide so much of our amazing food that we serve our guests. And, you know, if there's one thing we get rave reviews about, it's our food. And people always ask how we do it. And we take all the credit. And really, the two people on the other side of the mics here, they deserve a lot of credit. They are just always mindfully creating and growing and harvesting amazing food for our taste buds and for our guests. I want to tell you about their website in case you want to see some amazing pictures. They have a blog, sweetmorningfarm.blogspot.com. That is their blog. And find them on Facebook as well, facebook.com/sweetmorningfarm. All you have to really do is just do a Google search for Sweet Morning Farm, and they come up. Amazing pictures of their farm, of the amazing vegetables and flowers they grow, and their chickens and their ducks. And I got to say, you should all sign up for Laura's blog, because Laura, you're quite the writer. I'm always telling you that. Really such a slice of what it means to day to day, wake up and go to work doing something you love, something you're passionate about. It comes through, and just so appreciative in every way. So welcome back. We're on the second half of the show, and I want to hear what you guys are excited about. This, I mean, I know we're right at the beginning of the growing season. It's a little late this year, I guess. No, Rob, you said the garlic is happy and growing like crazy.
Yeah, but that's great.
So what do we have to look forward to?
Well, we're with those new caterpillar tunnels. One thing is we're likely to have quite a lot more tomatoes and peppers and eggplant this year.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
And more sweet peppers in particular, I think, more than last year.
Yeah. And it's giving us space to grow more cucumbers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, last year was the first year we grew cucumbers in a little tunnel, like a hoop house, and it worked so well. We were very impressed. Like, three plants provided most of the cucumbers we gave in the shares. So we have, I think we have 24 in this one tunnel now, so we should have plenty of cukes.
Wow, so 3 to 24. All right. We make some pretty awesome cucumber cashew soup. So
I'm good.
Half of that.
I haven't grown any cashews yet.
So. No. You'll just be half of that recipe. Don't worry. You don't have to get on that. So, yes. Rob, what are you excited about? Don't make me tell them what you're excited about, because I know what you're excited about.
Well, I guess you're probably getting at that. I'm always real excited about fruit trees. They're kind of my pet project, and I love them. I love how there's such a variety, and it's really special to me how trees, it's like you take an apple tree, and if you have this variety planted, it's anyone else who has that variety is growing a piece of the same exact tree. And I think that's really cool. And it goes back through history, and you can get trees that were originally selected for hundreds of years ago, and they're still great today. And there's thousands and thousands of them out there to try. And it's just so much fun. And I just love it.
Yeah, the interconnectedness, that's just a really cool concept. And again, it just shows, you know, Rob, unless you were really spending time with these trees and really observing them and watching them, how many people really go there? You know, how many people make the connection that is, wow, every tree around here really is related to the other tree, and they date back to what? In our area, it's like, this is of Johnny Appleseed folklore. Am I right or wrong? I think I'm right in that.
And some way before him.
Yeah.
He was spread way before him. Old.
Yeah.
And the other thing about trees, I think it is for me, is like, I just love the woods, and it's always feels so special to be in the woods. And I also love growing things, food. So fruit trees are like the perfect melding of those two joys.
Yeah. Some of the trees that Rob planted in the last few years are starting to bloom this year, which is really exciting. Like, I just look out the window, and I can see this one new crab apple tree that has flowers opening up, and our Gravenstein is going to bloom for the first time a little bit. And we had a quince tree that bore fruit for the first time last year, but it's got a lot of blossoms on it, I noticed. So it's really exciting.
Oh. Yeah. Look for more fruit.
More fruit.
Down the road.
Yeah.
You're just asking me to get, you know, really simple with that. Like, here we go. You know, really, that's the joy of any endeavor, right? Is to watching it blossom, like watching it bear fruit. And I'm always seeing you two really always expanding, always thinking of what's next. And so it must be so exciting. And I hear, you know, how sort of gratifying to actually watch it bear fruit. I mean, your farm is really bearing fruit on every level in ways that it never has before. I mean, it's such a production, and I've certainly watched it evolve over the last 4 years. And so I kind of see the fruit tree thing going there. You know, it's like you really watch this process of this tree grow and then start to bear fruit. Very nice. So Laura, what are you excited about this year, this summer?
Well, one thing that came to mind is that last year we just didn't have enough room to plant any shell beans. And I just really like growing beans in general. So I'm really pleased that we are going to have a little bit of soybeans, you know, for edamame, and some shell beans as well. Probably some cannellini beans, you know, those white kidney beans. But fresh, they're so much better than dried. It's like everything's fresh picked and yeah, I mean, it's great that you can preserve these things, but it's also really great to eat them fresh. And so I'm happy about that. And also, we're kind of focusing on trying to provide certain things early and certain things that we haven't had, one of which is broccoli. And mostly we're growing this, I don't know if you're familiar with Chinese broccoli, which is sort of like, it makes a little bud like a broccoli plant does, but it's much smaller, but each plant you can pick many times. And so hopefully we'll have broccoli all through the summer, which should be really fun to me. So,
I look forward to that.
Yeah. Those are just a couple of the things, I guess.
And Rob, we're going to get some more of your mushrooms this year, I hope. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He planted oyster mushrooms this year.
Yeah,
so
that's new this year.
It's exciting.
See if they work or not. But certainly we're going to have more shiitakes.
Nice.
He's planting them every year. So I think as long as I keep doing that, we should continue to have more and more every year.
Yeah, it should be that there'll be more will be bearing this year than in previous years. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Tim and I sort of let out a yelp when we get there, and there's mushrooms. You all were saying when we were on the break that the one part you love about this is you get to force people to eat what you want.
Well, introduce them to
CSA,
new food.
Right? You're not forcing us, but
also surprise people when we we don't mention things we think will be ready because we're not sure, but also so it'll be a surprise. So like some years, probably not this year, but some years we have a week when there's a bonanza of peaches and we'll just say, okay, everybody get some peaches this week. And we don't tell anybody about it. It's just when you come to pick up the share, there's a little treat, you know? So that's kind of fun.
I like surprise better. I guess, you know, you've never really had to force us to eat anything you grow.
No, you're great. You seem to appreciate every little sprig, which really makes a difference to us. You know, it's good to have be appreciated. Oh, and I will say that we have a new kind of chicken that we're raising this year, a new chick for laying eggs. And I'm excited because when they start laying, it's going to be a fun surprise for everybody.
Yeah, so eggs are a huge part, you know, and that's, again, community. When you think CSA, that the first letter stands for community, it's such a huge, you know, it's such a huge part of it. And there's so much heart there. I receive so much good heart energy from the two of you. And it's because community is just important. I mean, at the end of the day, I think a lot of people get a part of what they get out of a CSA is actually not only knowing where their food is coming from, but actually knowing the other people that are receiving it. You go to pick up your food and you see, you know, your neighbors, you see people, mm-hmm. you know, you exchange sort of like, how did you get here? What did you do with the kohlrabi? What are you going to do with these beans? And you can go out and pick your own. And there you are, you know, you're picking peas or you're picking beans together and you get to meet people for the first time. And CSAs are popping up, you know, all over. I'm sure all of our listeners, no matter where you are, if you do a little web search, you can certainly find a CSA near you somewhere. And just, I'm sure you can hear from our excitement, our joy, our, you know, their passion and our sort of gratitude in receiving all this, that a CSA is just a great idea. And if you're listening from Leiden, you know, I know you guys have a few shares left this season. You can fit a few more.
Yeah, people. We do. We'd like to have more. I like hearing people like exchange news and recipes and meet each other. And also sometimes people help each other out. You know, it's really great. Like, you know, help carry things to their car or say, oh, I can pick up your share next week, you know, when you're away or, you know, whatever. It's really nice.
Yeah. And all of those things, they just work both ways. You know, you say how you like seeing our smiling faces. We really like seeing the smiling
That's
faces.
Right.
You guys and everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. We love hearing when people like the food and just like the farm. It's great.
And all around. Hey, we're at another break. So listen, we're going to go to our last break and we'll be right back. More Spirit Fire Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where today we're talking with Laura Timmerman and Rob Creamer.
They are Sweet Morning Farm, a mother and son team, and they grow so much of the food that we serve at Spirit Fire. And it's just been a joyful conversation, as it always is, interesting and exciting to just think about food. Tim and I, certainly, it's our passion. You know, we're the head chefs, the only chefs.
And I think it spawns our creativity.
Yes.
Every week we do something new.
And we look so forward to the growing season. And we've just been talking about CSAs and how amazing it is to just reconnect with your neighbors each week, to reconnect with the people that grow your food that you're eating. Know that it's just pick, fresh pick. There's nothing that feels better in your body than actually receiving food that Mother Earth just created and it was in the process of creating till you nabbed it and put it in your little belly. But so appreciative of all that. So Laura, we were talking earlier and you had said, you know, you said you learned a lot, that this whole process of going from knowing that your passion is gardening, and I hear both of you just really still so passionate about it and looking so to the future of even how it will evolve and what it will show you and what it will bring. But you said you've learned a lot, and I'm curious, you know, what have you learned? And if so, if I could go there, you know, have you learned anything about yourself? What has this whole process shown you?
Well, I learn every day. It's just amazing. I mean, there's just many sort of specific skills about how to grow particular foods or how to provide. Well, it's different, you know, farming is different than gardening. One of the first things I noticed was that, you know, for myself, I might grow plant spinach, pick it, enjoy it, freeze some of it, and then spinach it over. Or the same, you could say the same thing about many vegetables. But for the farm shares, I'm, you know, trying to provide, you know, spinach over a longer period, or making sure there's plenty of a particular category of food, like herbs or like carrots or, you know, something like that, that rather than have it be a one-time crop, you want it to go over several months. That's a different kind of planning and planting. You know, instead of planting a large area, I plant a small area and then do it many times. So that's been not just one example of sort of practical kinds of things that are different. From the get-go, you know, when I first thought about trying to sell vegetables, the main criteria for me was it pleasurable? You know, did it enhance my love of gardening? Because I've seen people that have certain things that they love to do. You know, it might be art, it might be I don't know. That's just an example. Whatever they, you know, really love, and then it gets turned into a job, you know, so, or it has aspects that because of the job, it becomes not as much fun. And for me, it has been even more delightful. You know, it's just, I feel really, really happy about that because, you know, it's like I figured out what I want to be when I grew up when I was about 55. So it was like, okay, yay. I'm so happy that I did that. So that's, you know, that's a thrill. And then it's, you know, also, you know, I'm a mom and my boys grew and I prepared my heart for them to take off on their own pathway far away from me. And, they're not far away. You know, my son Dan is close by and we're in good touch. You know, we stay in touch and he's very supportive of the farm. And then of course, Robin came back, you know, so here I am having this new adventure with my dear son who I love. So that's been a real unexpected delight, you know, a real blessing and a surprise. So that's one thing. And then I've always loved the out of doors. And so I'm not sure if I'm actually answering your question, but I'm just saying things. And it's like Rob was referring to earlier, like when we're outdoors, it's just, I mean, it draws you right into the present for one thing, you know, it's really centering and quieting. But it's also like, wow, it's just so beautiful, no matter what the weather, no matter what the season, you know, it's just, there's just incredible things going on out there. So it sounds, it smells, and sometimes I share pictures of, you know, crops or flowers or whatever, but I always feel sort of frustrated because you're not getting the whole thing. You know, you can't hear those bees buzzing around and hear the wind through the leaves and feel that breeze and smell that beautiful smell. And, you know, it's like, it's really intense and wonderful. So Rob just came back from accepting delivery of our grain for our chickens and ducks. So,
garage is officially full.
Yes.
It is a working farm. So Laura, what I was hearing when you were talking about it is I just hear love. I hear that you are in touch with what passion feels like, what loving what you do feels like, loving your son, loving it all. Like it's really, you know, for you, I think every day I can sense in what you're saying that it's a return to, you know, appreciating love and appreciating that being an aspect that's really important to you and that you get to experience every day, which is I love what I do and I'm surrounded by people I love, community you love. And I love the idea that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And in Rob's case, it hasn't fallen far from the tree. And it must feel so great to know that this farm you started is really, really, you know, it's growing. Rob's got a vision for the future. And, you know, there might be a time when, you know, you might not be out in the gardens and, you know, you can be certain that he's got your back and that this farm is going to continue to grow and continue to prosper and make people incredibly happy. So hooray.
You're right. You're saying it just right.
So. Well, it is living awareness. I mean, it's the step we're on, which is really, you know, how do we live that awareness? And it's been so wonderful to hear from both of you that you literally live it every day. You're fine examples of this. So we've only got a couple of minutes left. I just want to use that time to tell people CSAs, you know, they couldn't be a better choice. I mean, grocery stores are great, but my goodness, when you get to experience community, engage with the people that grew the food that you are going to eat. There's just nothing like it. And, you know, our retreat center would not be the same without these two folks. So thank you for all you do. And to the listeners, if you want to check them out, just Google Sweet Morning Farm is what I would say. Leiden, L-E-Y-D-E-N is the name of the town. But Sweet Morning Farm brings up their blog, brings up their Facebook. Join the blog. We're going to try to have more recipes on this year. Yeah. Tim has to you know, we're going to try to be a part of that by taking pictures and showing you all we do. So you too, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any last words? Do you have like a 15 second tip?
Feed the soil from the top down.
Yeah.
It over.
Yeah. don't avoid turning over the soil.
Don't turn over. Okay, I'm coming over. I don't know about that.
Keep the worms happy too.
Yeah, keep the worms happy.
Happy worms, happy people. Well, thank you both so much. It's been fun. The hour went by so fast. And we look forward to
seeing you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, farm shares start first week of June. So we'll be seeing you every week then.
Look so forward to it. All right. Thank you so much for being with us. And we thank the listeners for being with us on Spirit Fire Radio. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit SpiritFireRadio.com.